We are back, the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1. We're going to wrap her up today, as we always do.
The coffee's not gone yet, so let's not push it.
No. We're wrapping it up with Williams Gunsey.
Okay, all right. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, with Williams Gunsey coming. Yeah, I mean, we get around to this point of the show, and it's like, what are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah.
Williams Gunsey.
Williams Gunsey Company. Yeah.
Sponsored every single Gunsmith show we've ever had on the radio. Everyone.
Good folks over there, man. This they got the new memberships out.
Yep.
They got great classes there. It's a great resource, really.
And they got the celebration going on for 100 years.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. I got the new stickers. I got them right on the buttstock of two of my AR-15s.
Nice.
It's like, you know, why not?
100 years. 1926, that's when they started making gun sights.
My first recollection of going to that gun shop, my dad let me hold an AR-15.
There. Okay. Yeah.
And that's a big thing for me.
Sure.
You know, that was, we're talking probably 73.
Yeah.
I think my brother was maybe 74. Yeah. I don't know. It was a long time ago. A
lot of history over there.
Over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I was like, it changed my life. You know, I went from wanting to watch a Wild West to suddenly wanting to get into military style rifles because they're so much fun. I love them.
Yeah.
But Williams Gun Sight Company, on the range since 1926. You can call them if you want, 810-653-2131. Now, they don't open till 10, but they are open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Don't find many gun
shops. What about on Sunday?
Sunday's the same thing, 10 to 6.
What about Wednesday?
Wednesdays, I think, are 10 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monday?
Mondays are 10 to 6 as well. They're
so every day.
Every day, 10
7
to
days
six,
a week.
7 days a week.
10 to 6.
Yep. Every day.
That's consistent.
it's very consistent.
Makes it easy.
And another thing that's consistent is the quality of their website. They have got a wonderful website. So much to look at. You can look at all their different sites. Personally, I've taken a bunch of my Glocks in and had new sights put on them. Their Triton sights on Glocks are wonderful. Perfect glow-in-the-dark situation that is excellent. They install them for you for free on site. So you go there, you buy the sights, they put them on for nothing. So you just can't beat it. But it was skilled gunsmiths. So wonderful place to go. You can go to williamsgunsight.com, find out more. But honestly, you're going to want to look at their used guns and their clearance guns. I'm going to talk about some of them now. But remember, I'm only talking about the limited amount of 380s that they have on their website that are used or clearanced. They have got hundreds of them in stock new. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those high-end ones that we were just talking about, the ones that high-capacity 380s, they will have in stock or can order them and get them for you in just a few days. Remember, these that I'm talking about are what's available in stock right now, used. And I always look for bargains, you know. So clearance right now, they've got a really, really nice gun. It's a Walther PD380M. This thing, ergonomically, again, is beautiful. I think the capacity is 10, but they fit the hand. You just go, oh, yeah, that's going to work. And the serrations on the slide are very, very nice. It's not one of those perfectly smooth pocket pistols. This is a gun that means business. Priced at $419.95. It is on the clearance rack, so it won't be there long. But check that one out, the PD380M. You can look at these right on the website in the clearance. Next one is a used Ruger that I talked about just a minute ago. It's the LCP Max. This is a medium-sized gun, but it is high capacity. It's only got a 2 3/4 inch barrel, but it does have a little bit bigger grip and the magazine has a little flare on it. It has a front night sight, so it does glow in the dark, and that can give you a lot of confidence at night. When you look down that gun and you can see that glowing at night, I look over my nightstand every night and see that glowing sight from those Tridian sights, and I'm very, very happy. Now, this one comes with a holster, with the box, with a night sight, $369.95. That's a good little high-capacity gun. Now, they got another one. And this one's, and you know, they get them in different times. They pay different prices for them. Depends on what's going on. This one's the same gun, but it's got two mags and a holster. $339.95. So check it out, the Ruger LCP Max. It is a nice-feeling gun. It's a no-nonsense gun. I think you'll like it. Now, one I hardly ever talk about, and this company just went out of business. This is a strange one. The Sky Company, SCCY. These guns hit the market, and they brought them in at a very affordable price, and they were mostly in 9mm, but they made a small amount of them in 380 ACP. This one is two-tone, so it's silver slide, black frame. This one comes with three mags and a box. And these are 10 plus one, so I believe it's 11 round capacity. $259.95. That's a nice way to start, having three mags right off the bat. That, to me, five rounds is minimum, or five magazines is minimum. I like to get mags when I get guns, so I always try to look for good deals on used guns with lots of mags. Gets you in a good place to start. Because when I go to the range, I number my mags. I make sure they all work. If they don't work, I figure out why. And numbering them, I mark down that, hey, mag number three, you know, wasn't working good. It might need a new spring. It might need a slight adjustment with a Dremel tool to make sure it feeds properly. It might have got dropped bad by a previous owner and bent a little bit or something. So you want to pay attention to your mags. Maybe you can use a little nail polish. And on the ends, not like I have nail polish laying around, but I am married to a female. She has it. You can put a number on the bottom of your mags with nail polish because Sharpies don't hold up, you know, because the gun oil is going to take it off and stuff. So that CPX3 might be a very good gun to start with for the money, $259.95 or less, because, of course, it's at Williams. You might have something you want to trade in. Now, there's one that's been on the market since the early 70s, the Bursa. Bursa's made these 380s for a long, long time. I believe, if I remember correctly, Bursa's made in Brazil. Might be Spain. I can't remember for sure. I've never owned one. But they came out with the Bursa Thunder. This one's silver finished. It looks a lot like a Walther, like a Walther PPK. This one's in 380. It has two mags and a box. It's $289.95. So it's kind of a poor man's Walther. So that's something to consider right there. Now, in number six, it's one of my favorites. It's not a high capacity, though. It is a Glock 7-shot, 380. It's the Glock 42. 3.25-inch barrel. Comes with a box, two mags. These guns rock, and they are steadfast, meaning they will always work. $399.95 gets you right into the Glock. Smaller capacity, still hard, a little bit hard to hang on to. But what I do with all of mine is I add the magazine extensions so that I either gain two rounds in the magazine or I gain a finger groove on the bottom of the gun, and it helps me control the gun tremendously. Now, I used to shoot SIG 238s all the time, and Kimber Micro 380s, and those are wonderful guns. They shoot wonderful, but I always like to get that magazine extension so that you have that extra little emphasis of controllability. Now, what I have to tell you about Williams is there are so many new high-capacity 380s on the market, I can barely keep up with them. And they're the same way. They sell a lot of them because it's a popular round. It's comfortable to shoot, and these new guns do make sense. So when you're hunting for a 380, go there. If you want to shoot them at the range, they have them right there. You can rent them. But so many choices to go through. And that list I listed in the last segment of the 365, 380, the Hellcat 380, the Berettas, they've always got quite a few of the Berettas in stock. They usually have three or four of them there to feel and hold. They might even have them for you to rent and shoot in the range. And this next week, we're going to have some specials coming up for the range deals too, right here on Seize the Deal. So be ready for that. But we're not ready to announce that quite yet, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, good. So on that note, they're 100 years strong at Williams Gun Sight. Thank them. If you get out there, thank them for sponsoring the show. We certainly appreciate it. And God willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll be here next Saturday to spend some time with you.
Oh,
too.
Let's do it again.
Okay.
Let's plan on it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, something comes up, but I don't.
I can be here. Hey, I had a good week this week. I went and got, I delivered two AEDs to up to God's country, West Branch, Michigan.
Yeah.
And had a great time. I went there all dressed up. And
Gateway to the North.
Gateway to the North. The first one was at a church school, mm-hmm. and it was great. Wonderful folks. Former Michigan State Trooper, he's the principal. Mm-hmm. So he was just on top of everything.
Nice.
It was great. Next one was at a rehabilitation center that is a horse camp.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't ready for that.
Okay.
I showed up in my Hokas, and I jumped out of the truck and sank in the muck that smelled like horses.
So you're going to say you jumped on a horse.
No, I didn't jump on a horse, but wonderful people and very good. Go to tommysheart.org, like us on Facebook, and you can find out more by going to the website.
Coming up is Powers, right?
Next Saturday is Powers High School. Now, it's Powers High School is with the location. Anybody that wants to come to this, 13 to 19 years old, please register.
This is a screening.
Free teen heart screening.
Are they getting a defibrillator too? Or do they have one?
Powers?
Yeah.
They're all set. We just gave one 3 weeks ago.
Gotcha.
So they're
so this is
shape.
The screening. So this is for 13 to 19 year olds to check.
To look for heart defects and flaws that they might have in their body. They don't even know they're there. That's how we lost our Tom.
Yep.
And we do everything we can to stop it from happening. So we are set up there. We're going to be able to take between 150 and 200 kids.
Still some openings available if they want to book online.
There are still some openings, yep, and you're welcome to do it. Find a time slot that works for you. But we do take walk-ins, but we'd much rather you. It's much easier if you pre-sign up for everything.
Do it at Tommy's Heart.
Tommy'sHeart.org and look up heart screenings, and you'll get right in. So glad to have you out there. Next Saturday.
These guys do great
Powers.
Work, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and we're excited. I'll have a whole team out there Saturday morning setting up. When I'm done here, I'll get right over there.
All right, sounds good. So come on back next week, more Gunsmith Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll get you back over to that Ultimate Classic Rock right now, right here on US 103.1.